Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, rather than talking about what we want to keep in 2024, let's talk about what we want to see in 2025. Our top four things that we want to see. From 4 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, so first up, I am looking forward to seeing St. John's win the Big East and be a key player in the NCAA tournament. At number 3, I want to see who the New York Jets hire to be their head coach. It sounds like it's going to be Aaron Glenn. Good Lord. Looking forward to seeing what that's going to look like. Number 2, I'm looking forward to seeing the Chiefs go for a three-peat. I've picked them to win this weekend against the Buffalo Bills. We haven't seen a team go for a three-peat. And the number 1 thing I'm looking forward to in 2025, I want to see those Los Angeles Dodgers, man. I'm looking forward to seeing the second year of this just loaded super team. What do you got, Z?
The Dodgers. What can you say? I'm looking forward to seeing who the starting quarterbacks are for the Jets and Giants at the start of the end of training camp, at the start of the season. I want to be able to enjoy football past Columbus Day. I want to be able to watch football past Columbus Day and say, hey, my team is actually pretty good. That'd be nice. We haven't had it for a while. I miss that. I certainly do miss that. So I would love to see competitive football, and I want to see 2 good quarterbacks for the Jets and Giants. Number 3. I would love to be able to watch the Rangers. I have Optimum. So I don't... Thanks. Fuck you guys. Like, I haven't had MSG for like the past 2 months. So they're turning it around. Like, I'm following tangentially. But I just want to be able to sit down and watch a fucking hockey game again. I would like... This is Sam Rosen's retirement year. I would like to be able to hear Sam Rosen. When I watch hockey, I hear Sean fucking McDonough. I hate Sean McDonough. He's a terrible announcer. Him and Ray Ferraro suck. So, if I want to see Sam Rosen, I have to leave my home. If I want to listen to Sam Rosen call a Ranger game, I have to leave my home and go elsewhere. It's ridiculous. Settle this fucking thing, please.
So, sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. You rat bastards. Like, come on. I want to see Pete Alonso back on the Mets. This is where he belongs. Yeah, I get it. He's 30. Like, Scott Boras is, you know, placing him. He's kind of pricing him out of the market. Pete Alonso doesn't fit in anywhere else. He's a New York Met through and through. Just bring the big juice home. he fits in very, very well. And the number one thing I would like to see in 2025, I would like to see a Subway Series. That would be nice. Yankees got there last year. Mets almost got there. Got to the National League Championship Series. It would be nice if they could finish the job. Now, those pesky Dodgers are standing in the way. How can the Mets compete? How can they overcome? Any team can be beat. So, that's up to Stearns, that's up to Mendoza, that's up to the players. Figure it out. Get in the lab, figure out how to beat the Dodgers. But I would love to see a Subway Series. What about you? What are you looking forward to, and what do you want to see in 2025? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com, slide in our DMs on IG at Faderout Podcast. Drop us a line on X at FaderoutDNZ and let us know what you want to see this year. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.